This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Brian Billick, a Super Bowl champion, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter like I do, at Coach Billick. You came into this interview as part of a discussion we were having last segment about a high school game. And you see these all the time every year, especially when it comes to state tournaments around the country. One team just absolutely does not belong on the same floor as another team. And you get these scores that are very lopsided at the half and get even worse in the second half. And people get salty. Where are you on this, Coach Billick, when it comes to just two teams, especially at that level, that probably shouldn't be sharing the same floor or football field?
Well, I don't know how you avoid it. I mean, if you're going to have a state tournament, obviously the level of competition is going to vary dramatically. They try to obviously, you know, break it up and via size of school or whatever. But particularly in basketball, you know, you're only talking about a five-man starting squad. If all of a sudden you are gifted with one or two athletes that are just far ahead of anybody else, you're going to get that. I don't know how you would structure it or tell a team, well, you know what? You guys won a bunch of games. You won your division or you won your bracket, but you're not really good enough to go play this other team, so we're just going to call it a day. I don't know how you do that.
Now, obviously, you coaching at the level you did, you're coaching pros, guys are getting paid. No one's going to feel bad for anybody, but was there ever a game in which you stared out on the other side, or maybe you were on the wrong end of this, and you're like, man, guys are going to get hurt today. This is such a decisive advantage by one team over the other, even though they're all pros, they're all getting paid, that this could end really bad, could get really ugly.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been on both sides of those. It's not fun. Now, obviously, it's a different level when you're talking about the pros or even the college team. I remember my first job as an offensive coordinator was taking a Utah State team into Nebraska was our opener. And you talk about a long summer where you're trying to keep your guys pumped up going, guys, we're okay here. Okay, we're going to fight through. And we actually scored first. All that did was piss them off and it really got ugly. But, you know, at the high school level, I coach my coaching prowess now as I coach my third grade grandson's football team. I'm the defensive coordinator, of course. And there are times, yeah, when we get into some situations where, you know, and they try to regulate it to a degree in terms of the size of the kids, but there's a couple instances where it's, oh boy, we need to, you know, we need to be careful here because this is not right. But at the high school level, you just fight through it and certainly try to regulate it. Officials have to stay on top of it. I don't know. I'd have to see that game where two high school teams are that totally mismatched that it presents a health hazard to the one team. I guess I'd have to see that.
By the way, I love that Coach earned enough defensive credibility by winning the Super Bowl with that particular team that you were permitted to coach defense for the third graders.
I've been so bad offensively, they wouldn't let me touch the offensive side, so maybe it was for that.
Brian Billick joining us on the hotline. Always a good sport. So I want to get to this because the Browns, look, they finished third in the division, but who cares? They end up winning 11 games, then go to the playoffs, beat Pittsburgh, finally take down Big Ben, and we're pretty close to beating the Kansas City Chiefs, and now they have all this cap space. They have these assets all over the place. It seems like they've got this young nucleus. They can't screw this up, right, Coach, going into a free agency season like this?
Yeah, you'd like to think so. You know, you do have to be careful, though, because you've got to think more long-term in terms of just because we have this cap space going, a freewheeling, you know, buying players. It presents an opportunity. You know, I do shows all week, and then I do my shows for the network, and we're talking about the cap space. Now this team is strapped, and that team is strapped, and what they have to do. The best thing is that they have the opportunity to kind of hold this team together, project a little bit forward with that cap space. That's really probably job one. Decide what are your players you want to keep more long-term and take the opportunity to restructure some of those contracts going forward. That's the best use of your cap dollars going forward when you're a good football team. And then, yeah, someone's going to present themselves. Obviously, they were in the J.J. Watt sweepstakes, and the money got a little high, and which is, you know, it's great for Arizona, but I think Cleveland can take heart in the fact that, look, we're not going to – it's like Art Rooney used to say, I don't mind overpaying for good players. I just don't want to overpay for bad players. Not that J.J. Watt's being paid, but at the level and the contract he got, I think that's probably a little above the total snaps and what they'll get out of him, even though he's going to match perfectly with Chandler Jones and opposite, as he would with Myles Garrett. So I think Cleveland showed some good restraint in not chasing those dollars any higher for a J.J. Watt, which is a good indicator that they'll be in the free agent market. You know, we always took the approach, and Ozzie Newsome, who's the best at this ever, in my opinion, you know, we always took the approach, let's do in free agency what we have to so that we don't have to chase anything in the draft, that we can truly let the best player come to us. That's really what you want to get done in free agency.
Well, as a follow-up to that, I am curious because so many personnel, guys that have been in front offices around the NFL have said, be careful what you do in free agency. Oftentimes you're paying guys their second or third contracts. Some of the guys on the wrong side of 30, like we just saw, and there are other guys available, just like J.J. Watt. Can you build an elite defense in 1 year? Browns were a bad defense last year, but they do have Myles Garrett, do have Denzel Ward. Can you build a good defense? Can you even get to elite in 1 year in free agency, or is that something you got to be careful about?
No, you can, yeah, particularly on the defensive side, a piece or two there. You know, if you can have a dominant player at every level, defensive line, linebacker, back in the secondary, and the more of them, obviously. But yeah, you can do a lot in the off season, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Address it in the draft as well. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of options for it. You just have to when dealing with the cap, and particularly in a down cap year, you don't want to take the bait. And there's a reason. Anytime you look at a free agent, there's a reason his original team doesn't want him. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go get him. But, you know, everybody, you know, tries to do a good job. And most people are fairly confident. There's a reason he's on the market. Now, some of it may be because it's strictly they don't have the cap and it just didn't work. But in their evaluation, someone they've had for a period of time, they look at and decide that they can't afford to keep them. You always need to remind yourself of that, okay, why is this guy on the market? There may be some very legitimate reasons why he's on the market, but there's also some reasons why, you know, basically the club that had him said, you know, you can never pay for past performance. That's hard. You can only pay for future performance. And the players want to be paid, hey, I did so-and-so. I had 100 receptions left. If you look at the receiver corps, free agent receiving corps, and some good guys out there with Robinson and Godwin and the like. But right now, for my money, there's no dominant number one the way you would pay a dominant one, number one. I mean, you can get some good value out of it, and they're going to want to be paid like a legitimate number one, but I don't see that dominant number one that demands that dominant number one contract. And so that's what they're looking for. So you got to be careful. You know, if you can get the right player and they recognize what their role is, and okay, maybe it's not the top dollar, but it's just below that, and you can get good value, well, then that's a good deal.
Brian Billick joining us on the hotline. Make sure to check out his website, brianbillick.com. You can even have him come speak. Come speak to your corporation. Come speak to your group at any time for a nominal fee, I presume. Coach, I know you got to be delicate when it comes to handling quarterback extensions. I mean, Mahomes, that's easy, right? That's Patrick Mahomes. But not everybody's Patrick Mahomes. Baker Mayfield's been really good. He's been the best the Browns have had in basically, it seems like, 25 to 30 years at the quarterback position. We've seen what happened with Jared Goff. We've seen what happened with Carson Wentz. On the flip side, we've also seen what happened with the Dallas Cowboys, who've gotten cute with Dak Prescott. How careful do the Browns need to be when it comes to Baker Mayfield and that extension?
Well, as usual, it comes back to your evaluation. You know, you see it down in Houston right now. Well, the Ravens are coming up with it, with Lamar Jackson, who's been spectacular. MVP, been spectacular. And they're looking, he's 2 years out on his contract, and you kind of get ahead of the curve a little bit. Doesn't mean it has to get done this year. But same with Dak Prescott. Okay, does he want Mahomes money? You got to pause. If indeed that's what he's holding out for and that's what this is about, as a club, you know, now is he Watson money? Probably. And there's a lot of different ways to structure it. And at the end of the day, you're probably going to come back and guarantee larger and larger chunks of it to get cap space. So what that initial contract is and how much is guaranteed, of course, that's what the big debating point is. For my money, I'm guessing, I have no idea, I'm not a part of the negotiations. But with the Dak Prescott situation, he wants closer to Mahomes than to Deshaun Watson. And Dak Prescott's got the numbers and whatever, and they've got to find that right contract that fits both short and long term, that doesn't bankrupt you in the short term, because that player wants you to wrap stuff around him as well. With Baker Mayfield, he's proven at a certain level. They've got to decide just what that level is. Yeah, clearly he's going to get one of these $100 million deals. But is it even Deshaun Watson money? I'm not sure.
Well, I really wanted to have you on to answer this question about how coaching changes from year to year and how teams adjust. So Kevin Stefanski, your NFL Coach of the Year, basically swept all those awards. He comes back. What a great scheme he had last year. Great running attack, the great offensive line. Baker was really, really good and seemed like he was scheming guys wide open on the goal line the entire season. How hard is it to duplicate that in year two now that you're going up against, you know, those coaches in the division again and there's more tape on your team? Or is that a non-factor when you're just really good?
A little bit of the both, yeah. I mean, if you're that good, you leave yourself a lot of options. When I was coaching that group in Minnesota in 98, it was hard to be wrong, you know, because we just had Randy Moss and Chris Carter and Jake Reed and Robert Smith and Leroy Horde in the backfield and, you know, Andrew Glover at the time. I mean, we had a lot of options. So I was real smart then, you know, when you have those kind of athletes. They'll evolve and they'll step up to that next level. And there's no reason to think they're not. What's going to be interesting is, to me, in the age of COVID and all the adjustments that were made last year. And I said this last summer when we had no OTAs, when we had a limited training camp, had no preseason games. I said, guys, don't think for a second that if we have a successful season and it's hard to discern the quality of play, that the union's not going to come back and go, okay, maybe we ought to rethink about how we do this, even though we don't have to do that now. And that's exactly what they're talking about. How much of the OTAs do we need? Do we really need how many preseason games? How long does training camp really need to be? How much do the players really need to be around in the off season? And so I think the coaches also learned during the season the teaching sequence. Because I would challenge anybody to tell me that or show me that the caliber and quality of play this last year was worse than the previous years. So a lot of rethinking is going on at all levels in terms of, well, what is it we really need to do to execute this season?
Are the days of sitting in the stands at the combine with a stopwatch over? We have next-gen stats. We have the ability to use all the latest technology to actually evaluate players and their speeds on the football field. They have this now. Do you think the antiquated ways of doing things are going to go out the window?
No, because it feels good to have that, you know, are books going to go out the window? No, because sometimes it just feels good to have a book in your hand. I always laugh at the circus that is the draft or the combine and all the scouts and where you position yourself on the 40 line. Now, you're getting an electronic time, okay? I mean, and everybody's going to get that same electronic time. but you, no, it's got to be my watch. It's got to be my forefinger is just that special. I've been doing that this long because it's just, it feels good. So no, I think hopefully we can get back to it because it's kind of a great spectacle. I don't know what the value it is really for the organization, short of the physicals and the one-on-one interaction you get. But yeah, it's too much of a spectacle. I believe it's going to come back.
All right. And finally, Coach, we're talking to Brian Billick on the hotline. Is it over for Big Ben in Pittsburgh? Do the Browns not need to worry about the Steelers any longer?
No, heck no. You don't need to stop worrying about them. I mean, Ben had 38 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. And then the wheels fell off. We all saw that for a lot of different reasons, and a lot of it wasn't Ben related. Yeah, based on what we saw, I mean, this team was 11-0 at one point. That this doesn't happen. I know, okay, the schedule's this, and maybe they were okay. But this was at one point a good football team. And then some injuries, like always, and it kind of cascaded down. They'll address it in the offseason. Yeah, are they going to win the division? I don't know. But are they going to still be good? Yeah, they are. So it's going to be a good, and Baltimore, you got to figure, is going to be right there. It's at the end of the day, you know, that maybe the AFC North was the best division in football. It may be again this year.
Brian Billick, you can follow him on Twitter at Coach Billick, and also book him at brianbillick.com. We got to do this again. Always love getting your perspective. Thanks, Coach.
Sounds good.
All right, there he is, Brian Billick, up here on North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I thought he was excellent. He had a lot to say about free agency. Here's something I think that is great for Browns fans, and he's seen it in the NFL. That's a guy that's been in the NFL for three decades and following it for even longer. He said you can go from that Browns defense that we all saw last year and we crushed the entire season. He said as long as you've got elite players at every level, you can be a really good defense, and you can turn it around in a year. Well, you got Myles Garrett last time I checked. You have Denzel Ward last time I checked. And they're just getting started in free agency. I want to weigh in on that. You guys think the Browns defense, that they can make a leap in 1 year? Is it going to be as easy as Coach Billick thinks it potentially can? 216-578-0092. We'll get to all of that straight ahead. Plus, I have a theory. We're starting to get them. I want to do I Have a Theory, last segment of the show, right here, Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.